when the game's moving. What kind of day is that? What's that like going through that?
It feels great. You know, we're hitting all cylinders as far as in the passing game. Because we had a great week last week in the run game. So Carolina figured they was going to come out today and stop the run game. And they tried to do that, and they left me one-on-one out there, and we made some explosive plays down the field.
I mean, there were a couple of times where you were unbelievably wide open. Did that even surprise you?
It did. Especially a divisional opponent, and let me go out there and put one-on-one on me. But we took advantage of it today, and we had some explosive plays.
When you envision the perfect game in your head, was 300 yards a part of it?
It's not about the 300 yards. The offensive line did a great job for us today, holding up, and Matt delivered some great balls today. And what my team needed of me today was, you know, beat man-to-man coverage, and I did that.
I know it's not about the 300, but a lot of excellent receivers have played this game, and only a handful have ever gone over 300. To be a part of that company, what does it mean to you?
Like I said, it feels great, you know, to be mentioned with some of the best to accomplish 300 yards, but it was just what my team needed of me today. It's really not – I couldn't have this success today if it wasn't for them, you know, doing their job on the same play.
How much confidence do you get when you just put it on somebody like Carolina? When you put it on, you know, rolling them up like that?
Week in and week out, you know, if it's in the run game or the passing game, today was my day, you know. Next game might be Sanu making some plays, Hardy, Gabriel. Who knows? You know, we all have to be ready and step up to the challenge and beat one-on-one.
But as an offense, what's it like when you're going through a game like that? Scoring at will, seemingly.
We just took advantage of the man-to-man, you know, and making explosive plays and getting down there and in the red zone and capitalizing, you know. You can flip the field so much with one big explosive play. And they was giving them up to us today because they was doing one-on-ones.
You guys always break things down to quarters of seasons, first quarters in the books. Your assessment so far?
We did pretty good, you know, the first quarter. Still a lot of improvement we have to do. But it comes with practice. You know, repetition is the key. We got to keep practicing and getting better and playing for each other.
When can you sense you and Matt were in sync, eye to eye today?
Like I said, I mean, we always in sync, you know. People can't see it, you know. We always in sync, but when people are putting two and three guys on me, I'm doing my job. I'm pulling people away from other guys, and they're getting single coverage. And those guys stepping up and making plays for us. And also in the run game, those guys are making plays for us. So, and that's just part of a brotherhood, you know. People can't see that. You got to get the ball, you got to get the ball. I don't have to get the ball, you know, to go out there and be successful and win. My key is to win, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to win games.
Julie, I know you don't want to make grand proclamations after four games, but a win like this, what does it say about
you guys? I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part.
But a win like this, what do you think it says about your
team? You know, it doesn't matter what the score is. We're going to go out there, and we're going to play for each other. It doesn't matter if they up, you know, 20 points, 17, whatever it is, or we down, whatever it is, or we up, we're still going to one play at a time, and we're going to play for four quarters. That's what we're going to do here. We're going to finish. We're going to play for each other.
Does it feel different? Does it feel better than last year?
We was on the verge last year, again to this point where we at this year. But it's a lot more tighter now. You know, like I said, we just play for each other. We love one another.
Tighter in here?
Yes, as a football team. And players to coaches and whatnot. So. Go ahead.
You said you're able to take advantage of some of those one-on-one matchups.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Ryan told me you were the best option today. Did you guys want to go at them, given they had a young cornerback back there?
No, we wasn't. They put the young corner on me man-to-man. You know, I mean, if they would have, you know, two-man me or cheated the safety over to me, Matt would have made great reads and, you know, hit the other guys that was open playing one-on-one. But They singled me out today in one-on-one, you know, and Matt made some great decisions today.
Is it safe to say this is the last time you think you'll get man-to-man coverage?
We'll see, you know. Defensive coordinators, you know, you never know what they have in store. You know, it's kind of game plan, in-game adjustment, so you never know what you're going to get. You just got to be ready for any and everything. That's why I prepare and we prepare a certain way. You know, if I don't get the ball in the game, it don't matter. I'm doing my job as long as we're winning and having success, and that's the fun thing about it.
You'd be fine with one-on-one.
I love it.
Hey, Julio, they put you up on the Jumbotron for setting the record, and you hear all the ovation. It looked like right away you kind of grabbed a bunch of people over. What were you thinking right there to pull those guys?
Oh, yes. None of that could be possible without those guys. You know, I was just trying to let it be known. My offensive line did a great job for us today, gave Matt clean pockets, and Matt delivered some great balls down the field for us.
It seems, you know, the stereotype of wide receivers, the me, throw me the ball kind of guy. Are you kind of uncomfortable with those situations when you're on that big screen, you got 20 cameras here?
I'm not uncomfortable, you know, but you just got to let it be known. You know, you can't do this by yourself. You can play really, really good by yourself, but you can't win and have success by yourself. You know, it's a team game and team effort, and the way we practice, the way we love each other, and it shows today.
Did Matt come up to you at all and say his shoulders getting a little tired on all those balls that he threw 60 yards down the field?
Nah. Matt had a great day as well today. So hats off to Matt. Like, I mean, I feel like all of us played really, really well today. We definitely can have some improvement, and we just got to keep working.
This team has looked so much different.
You know, what did you see when you came across the sideline, came across the field on the crossing route?
Yes. Yes, D-Led. It was one-on-one. They played a guy on me one-on-one. He tried to sit inside. I gave him some outside. He jumped outside and crossed his face. Sanu had an amazing block on that play, and it kind of sprung me. You know, I still throwing one guy, but without Sanu being there and making that block for me, you know, I probably wouldn't have scored. So that's what I seen on that play.